Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the day after the election, it's Pundit Central. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Grimes. I specialize in alternative treatment for chronic pain. This treatment stimulates the body to repair damaged, painful areas. This is a non-surgical and permanent treatment for chronic pain. Every year, thousands and thousands of patients go through painful, ineffective surgeries. Think about that. Why go through a major operation when a simpler treatment can solve your pain issues? Call Pinnacle Pain Medicine at 841-7246 for an appointment.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, tired but happy. We have first of our Power Pundit panels today, and we're joined by Scott Bensing of SB Strategic, Alfredo Alonso with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, and Josh Hicks, attorney with Brownstein Hyatt. Pleasure to have you all here, gentlemen. Thank you for being here. Let's start out with the Reid Engel race. Your thoughts on that? Did anybody think that Harry Reid would get over 50%?
Not many people did. I'm not sure Senator Reid's folks believe they were going to get there or really believe they needed to get there in order to win. When you look at the numbers, Clark County was not as surprising as Washoe County to me. I think Senator Reid won Washoe County by 5%, and I'm sure he picked up the phone and called Mayor Cashel last night and thanked him for his support because it was key to the race.
Yeah, Republicans for Reid, I think, made a huge difference in this.
I agree. I think what they did early on in the campaign by defining her and forcing moderate Republicans to think twice before they voted for their nominee, I think, was key. And you start seeing your leaders come out and saying, you know, we're not going to do that. We're gonna support the senator. It was huge for him.
Telemundo last night was talking about how Senator Reid owes a great debt now to the Hispanics and the labor unions.
Absolutely. I mean, those are some of his main groups, and there's been a huge turnout the vote effort. both on the ground and in the mail. And you saw that last night with getting almost 50%. You know, he got a lot of votes turned out for him. And, you know, another thing about that was surprising to me was the none of these candidates option only came in at 2%. And I think everyone was thinking that one might come in a little bit higher. But, again, it was part of the turnout, I think, and it really forced people to take sides.
The amount of advertising, what did it mean in the end? I mean, obviously a victory for Harry Reid, but I mean, you know, $40 million just from the candidates themselves.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, I think the advertising was less significant than the get out the vote effort. Senator Reid has been, I mean, he's been running this campaign for 2 years or more. And the investments he made early in his get out the vote machine made a difference. And in fairness, you know, Sharon's concern was getting out of the primary. She didn't have $2 million to invest 18 months ago in a statewide get out the vote effort for a general election. She had to worry about the primary. So she came in late. She had the money to do it. But, you know, it's just not as well organized. And in the end, Senator Reid's voters turned out.
And this was the organization that was put in place for Barack Obama. It'll be there 2 years from now, too.
Well, I think it goes before that. You got to remember, this isn't his toughest race. I mean, his toughest race really was Ensign.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So I think that he has been basically putting this get out the vote effort, you know, program for, you know, over a decade now, and it works. It works for him, and ultimately, I think the ads, you know, frankly, people are drowning the ads out at the end anyway. You know, I heard a lot of people just simply stopped, you know, listening to them. So I think there's a point of saturation, and I think we definitely hit that.
One of the questions raised last night here on News 4 was, will Harry Reid change? Has he been given a message? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the Democratic Party in general has been given a message in this election. Whether Senator Reid will change or not is probably a little bit less likely. He's been doing things his way for quite a while. He's got a great turnout. He's got a great war chest. I would imagine he will keep going the way he's going. I think the bigger question will be whether the Obama administration itself will switch gears and bring Harry Reid along with it and come a little bit more towards the center.
Your thoughts? Will Harry Reid change? I mean, you've got a very close-up view of him.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, he doesn't have the votes. He's got to change. The Speaker Boehner, Speaker-elect Boehner, is going to go and he's going to pass. They're going to pass out of the House a bill to repeal health care. They're going to pass the Bush tax cuts. They're going to pass some provisions to keep the EPA from regulating carbon. They're going to pass it and send it over to the Senate, and they're going to force them to do something. So I think just because Senator Reid doesn't have the votes in the Senate, he's a pretty practical guy. I think he's going to understand it, and he's going to sit down with the president and sit down with the new Speaker of the House and try to figure a way out.
Any danger of him not being the majority leader?
I don't think so. Not now that he won the way he did. I think had it been a squeaker, had it been, you know, one of those prolonged election night deals where we saw this go for a couple of weeks and he barely makes it. I think that's the only way, it could have potentially put that in peril. I going back to what you were saying a minute ago, though, I think Harry, and the senator now can be what he was before the Obama presidency, and that is the consensus builder, the guy that moves them together and ultimately makes a go of two sides of an issue. I think what he had was the left pushing so hard that I think he had to go with it, and as leader, that's what you got to do.
You know, I want to change races on you guys. Let's talk about Brian Sandoval and Rory Reid. I think that Brian Sandoval's speech after he realized he had won was the epitome of who Brian Sandoval is in terms of being able to communicate with a crowd.
Yeah, Sandoval is a great communicator. He's got a great persona. He's done a good job throughout his campaign of putting out a positive message and encouraging people to look forward and to build forward into the future. And he's going to have tremendous challenges in front of him. There's not going to be a good way to put together a budget that fits the shortfall without alienating a lot of people. But the key to being able to do that is to be able to communicate well, to communicate your message. And I think Brian Sandoval is a good messenger for that kind of budget.
I thought it was very interesting and a great speech in terms of talking about bringing the state together, north and south, rural and urban, and needing everybody's help to work this. How does he avoid the fate of Jim Gibbons in terms of his no new taxes pledge. How does he make that work?
Well, here's a guy who is, he's a class act. I believe he won every county in the state. One of the things that's most important I look at what they've done in California, which is a disaster. They've reelected Barbara Boxer. They now have a governor-elect Jerry Brown. If you're doing business in California, you look at what's about to come down the road and where you are currently, and you think about going someplace else. You look at a Brian Sandoval with, I think, an emboldened legislature, and I think he will and has to hold the line on taxes, and it makes sense now. A report just came out. Nevada is ranked number 4th in the country for positive business tax climate. California's 49th. We've got a tremendous opportunity to lure some of that business into the state and start this growth machine going.
How do we do that when right now people are leapfrogging over Nevada and going to Texas and New Mexico?
Well, I think they're doing that because our economy has stalled, so to speak, but I think that's going to improve. I think you're starting to see that in the number of people that are coming to the state. So I think as that improves, as the image improves, I think that will change. And I think Scott's absolutely right. I think Jerry Brown becoming governor is the best thing that ever happened to the state, because you're going to have businesses suddenly looking at Nevada again. We're close. We're you know, ideally suited for people who still want to have access to the West and the Northwest and the Southwest, for that matter. And transportation-wise, we're a perfect fit. Again, the tax structure is I think excellent for those folks. In the end, I think Brian Sandoval will be the perfect governor for the time.
Meg Whitman, what does her loss say to you?
Well, it says that California is going to keep going. To me, it says California is going to keep going the way they've been going. And I think it is, as these guys have said, it's a very good thing for Nevada. It's just like having Boxer in there. I think California is going to continue to become a less business-friendly state, and that can help us. You know, it certainly is a change from where they've been. They've gone Democrat in the governor's office, but I think that helps our economic development message here in Nevada.
Economic development, come to Nevada. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. I know you were all up late last night. We appreciate you being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
I want a school where I feel like I belong.
I want to get good grades.
We want a school where we can get things done.
I can do anything Charter High School provides on-site and online classes that meet graduation requirements.
In addition to math, science, English, and social studies, I can learn dance, visual arts, and digital arts.
Let's graduate together.
At I Can Do Anything Charter High School, we teach the power of knowledge and the power of hope. Call 857-1544 or visit us online.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
championship courses, and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taking this program the day after the election. And so we have a great Power Pundit panel here. Again, Bob Kroll, Mayor of Carson City, joins us. Scott Craigie with Alrus Consulting and Mike Hillaby with Hillaby and Associates. I'd like to talk a little bit about the Sandoval-Reed race, but talking about what's next for Rory Reed. He was so confident on the stage last night. He didn't look like a guy who'd lost a campaign. He looked like a guy who'd won a campaign.
I was impressed by his demeanor last night as well, and I don't know what's next for him. I'd like to pontificate, but I don't know what's next for Rory. So,
Scott, what openings do you think there are?
You know, first of all, for him, you know, he still can go back, I think, at some point in time, obviously not this cycle, but working with the Clark County Commission and all of that. He is well-liked there. I went to a number of places where, you know, he went to some of these very small groups that he was sitting down with and talking to and, you know, trying to elicit information from some of those groups and just to kind of get a feel for what, you know, would work with him and for him. And actually, you know, he worked very, very hard going at this. The problem was, you know, he had such difficulty. And, of course, having his dad's, you know, name and Rory Reed, you know, I think that actually did hurt him. I thought it was going to hurt him all the way through, but I think it had more of an impact, negative impact, than I expected.
Do you think it hurt him that he didn't campaign with his dad? Because in the end, Harry did win.
Well, that's true, but, you know, still, I think he had a responsibility, and I think he felt he had a responsibility to show that he could stand on his own. And I think he accomplished that in many different places, but, you know, it was difficult.
One of the places was in raising money, over $6 million, and now statewide recognition for a guy that didn't particularly have huge Southern Nevada recognition.
You know, I think what my fine friends here have said is true. He ran a good campaign, raised a lot of money. He's a very smart, thoughtful, competent guy. So I think there's a tremendous number of options out there. If he wants to stay in the private sector, is a very good lawyer, on boards, on other things, another public life for him, potentially, in some other elected office. I think there are real opportunities for Rory.
I think one of the things that came out in the campaign was that Rory has a sense of humor.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, let's talk about the Joe Heck, Dina Titus race.
Oh, boy.
They were saying in the polls that Joe Heck was going to be 10 points ahead. Turned out he was 1,200 votes ahead. Your thoughts on that?
You know what? I think that the Democrats as a whole this time, absent what happened on the Senate race with Senator Reed, you know, when you, I think they lost, you know, the independents, or they didn't lose them, but they came very close to doing that, and lost a lot of the female vote as well, and I think that hurt. And I think across the country, that's what's happened. So, you know, I think that hurt.
You know, Dina Titus very clearly said a few months ago to the speaker that they were in trouble.
Well,
and she was the one that turned out to be in trouble.
Well, and actually, you know, I think that the way that this cycle ran, a number of voters were deciding who they wanted to actually vote for. And they were much more independent as an electorate than I expected it to be. You know, I thought it was going to be all Harry and Sharon, and that's not what Nevada is. Nevada is full of all kinds of independent cusses that want to make sure that the right thing is being done at the right time. By God,
I think, you know, Dina's always been a really tough campaigner, but she owes a lot of that, the size of that relatively small margin, to Harry Reid's coattails. That get out the vote effort worked for other Democrats as well. Look at the assembly. I think a lot of people thought there was going to be a larger shift in the number of Democratic seats lost, and there wasn't. I think a lot of that, again, is that get out the vote effort.
You know, Dina and Joe did a lot of debates, mm-hmm. More so than I can ever remember. Did that hurt her in the end?
Oh, I think in a sense it may have. You know, Senator Hecht is now Congressman Hecht is a very presentable individual, and you know, it comes across very well in debates. And so, you know, I think anytime you get that kind of airtime, that helps.
All right, so my question now again is, what's next for Dina Titus?
Well, actually, you know, that district is so fickle, it's entirely possible she comes back and runs again. I think that that opportunity will be there. I think Hector's going to have to really think hard about how he's going to go at this next round. You know, he might want to take a look at his electorate and decide whether or not he wants to, you know, make some changes while he's in the Congress. And he can take a look at it and maybe find some ways to establish better roots. If he's going to do that, he's going to have to start right away, and he's going to have to be sincere about it all the way through.
And that's one of the big things in this election is it's basically been the public saying, you're in, you're out. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't change in 2 years and the economy doesn't come back, the likelihood is you can see a complete reversal.
I think Scott's right, particularly in that district and those others that are closer, if people don't see things get better. The good news for, like Governor Alex Sandoval and others that have come in, particularly so many Republican governors across the country, I think we all believe things are bound to get better over the next 2 to 4 years, and you're going to, just by timing, end up sitting there as things go up. Now, you're still going to be held to whether you could put together a good package, good voting record, manage your states well, but at the end of the day, some of those people that came in now at the bottom of this swing are going to be there as things get better, and we do have sort of short memories as voters.
And one of the things that Joe Heck congratulated Dina on was her constituent services, and that's been a big part of what she's been doing, especially in terms of helping people who are underwater with their mortgages. So he has a tremendous job to match that record.
Oh, I agree with that. I don't know if you want to go on to the issue there, Sam, but can I talk about that?
No, absolutely. You know, it's your show.
I was just going to say, keying off of what, you know, Nevadans kind of tend to look at what's, you know, vote for the they're pretty independent people. And, you know, it occurred to me last night that Nevada's, you know, with the election, with the House of Representatives becoming Republican and Dean Heller winning, that moves Dean up on Ways and Means.
He's now a senior member.
And you've got the majority leader of the United States Senate on the other side. Nevada, as small a state as we are and as much trouble as we're in, Nevada is, with those people in those key positions, we are in line, you know, if we do it right, to have a lot of federal help coming back from the state of Nevada. And I think, you know, that's a big deal.
You know, one of the things, I want to go back to the Reed Engel race. One of the things that I thought that the Reed campaign missed was they were fighting off Senator Reed doesn't bring enough back to the state, which, as we know, is partially because the state has been very stingy and looking for matching funds and things like that. But I would have done a campaign where I would have said, if you don't re-elect Harry Reid, this is what you lose. All the things that he currently brings, those all go away, and that was never really pointed out, the actual power he has.
Now, I don't think that until the end. You saw that in the ads at the very end with the casino executives and our friends on there talking about how disastrous that would be for job loss and other things, so there was some of that. But you're right, it wasn't really a concerted campaign message about this is what you stand to lose. That also could have worked backwards on him, too. Somebody just would have pointed out and say, how much worse could it get when you looked at the number of the dollar for dollar that we get back from federal tax dollars. Clearly he has brought a lot, but that was a really dangerous path, I think, to go on. And particularly when so many people in the electorate across the country and here, the Tea Party movement, were saying, that's blood money. It's tainted. We don't want it anyway. It hasn't worked very well for us. So that's a tough one.
You know, it's interesting. Sal Russo, the head of the Tea Party Express out of Sacramento, was on this program, and he talked about why they were supporting Sharron Engel. And he said, well, we need people who have a record of saying no. She said no to the governor. She said no to the legislature. And we need her to go back to Washington and say no. But we can't have too many people saying no, otherwise nothing gets done. I thought there was somewhat of an irony there.
Well, yeah, there is an irony. And at the end of the day, I think voters, you know, told the United States, we want people to work together. We're tired of the gridlock. And you can't get past that if you just say no. I mean, there's a point where you have to stand up for your ideals. But at the end of the day, I think voters are telling the government, if you're going to be there, do something, you know, bipartisan or you know, compromise some way. You know, because this gridlock is not very good.
And that's where we've got to leave it. I just want to point out, though, that across the country, 40 Tea Party candidates did make it, so, including a couple of senators, or three senators. Thank you all very much. Great discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better.
And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
What gets you moving?
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have more energy to do the things you like to do.
And that's a slam dunk.
Whether you like to shoot hoops,
nice shot,
or ride your bike,
kick the soccer ball around,
pop an ollie on your board, play frisbee in the park,
or just have fun with your friends.
Moving every day puts you on the offense
towards a stronger you.
And that makes you part of a winning team.
So be a player.
Be a player.
Because getting active for at least an hour a day fuels your body and your mind.
And that helps you keep your eye on the ball.
Be a player.
Move it your way and be a player.
Get up, play, and move it your way.
Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
That's www.letsmove.gov.
Attention, catheter patients on Medicare.
I use catheters. It's so messy and expensive.
I worry about infections.
I wish there were a better way.
Now there is. Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Risch. These new catheters are easier to use and disposable. Stop using dirty catheters. Medicare used to pay for only 4 catheters a month. Now they pay for 200. Use them once. Throw them away. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. And I'll send you a free catheter sample when you call and join Medical Direct Club.
I called and got my free sample.
We'll ship it to your home for free.
To get your free catheter sample, call Medical Direct Club at 1-800-617-7640. That's 1-800-617-7640.
Call now. I'm glad I did.
News 4's Fact Finder team, going the extra step to get the facts.
Here are the facts we've been able to gather so far.
How do you know how efficient it is if you don't even know how many you're responding to?
Getting the whole story.
If the city's broke, why is it giving out money? Is that absolutely necessary to have both RHMSA and Reno Fire respond on a priority 3 call where someone maybe is just sick?
When accuracy matters, turn to News 4, Nevada's Fact Finders.
The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up-to-the-minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even whole newscasts. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 mobile.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download the show free of charge from iTunes. On our next broadcast, News 3 anchor Jim Snyder just recently took a trip to Cuba. We'll have his fascinating report and talk about the series that's coming up on News 3 and News 4 in the following weeks. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next broadcast.